So welcome. Here we are, Tuesday. Wow, February 1st already, with Live with Linda and Friends. And I just want to say for the record of somebody who might not be with us today and want to hear, not only did we sell our house, but it went through the inspection and the acceptance faster than anything my realtor has ever seen. It was done like 2 weeks ago. And then we've just been waiting for a day to show them everything. And what's really interesting, Kirsten, I think you know, we have like a basement that can't officially be a basement because it's only 6 feet in some places. In other places, it's higher. But it was the floor was never finished. So it's just stone under there. And it's under the entire house. And we have a very big house. And it's full of lumber and all kinds of things. And Roland went under with Michael yesterday, and he wants everything. We don't have to get the junk people to move it out and pay like they wanted. I forget, like $2,000 to get stuff out of there.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, and he wants it all.
It is stuff down there, so it's a good thing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Like, he wanted food. Roland has been storing honey, like huge, like, I don't know, 10 pounds of honey in case of, I don't know what, for 30 years. And there's rice that he is convinced is okay. And
the rice is okay. Yeah, if no animals got in, it's fine.
No, it's so totally filled up. We're just talking about our new owners who bought our home. And yeah, that's Michael said they'll take everything except Roland's hospital bed. Roland was convinced that maybe somebody would want their hospital bed in case they sometimes wanted something. I said, you know what? There are a lot more modern things than what your dad had, like, 25 years ago. So here we are. We are now wanderers out into the universe to find our new place. So I would just like to, first of all, let's start with a body blessing. I was lying in bed with Griffin's head over my arm, and he didn't move all night. I mean, it was amazing. And he didn't even kick me, because sometimes when he's lying on his side, he's like, kick, kick, if I get, in the wrong place. And I was thinking, let's do a body blessing. And let's do it today like we usually do. Just like, I just love this, like, put my hand on the top of my head. And usually I think like, okay, thank you, my hair. Wow. And for somebody who doesn't have as much hair, yeah, the fact that you have any, or the fact that you can thank what used to be there for hair. Long as it's gratitude. Thank you, my ears. Oh, I can hear. Oh, yes, I forgot my brains. Oh, yes, really important. Thank you, my ability to think. And neck, yes, and move a little bit. Yes, and the shoulders. Oh, and I thank Eleanor and the slippery, slidey, like, wonderful feeling of allowing this shoulders to move and slide around. Yes. Oh, and let's thank our rotator cuffs. Yes. And these wonderful upper arms, whatever muscles we have. Thank you. And elbows. Oh, yes. And thank all this wonderful plate and pins that I have in my elbow. They're just amazing. Just, I would never know they're there. And let's see, my wrists, yes, thank you. And our hands, and just think as you touch your hands, think of as you're doing, I'm just doing a big abalone over my whole hand. And I'm thinking, wow, as I touch that hand with little tiny movements of the abalone on the palms, and think as I touch my hand to my hand, all the parts of my body that I am connecting with. It's like interesting little miracles. and my hands want to go to my heart chakra, right in the middle here, and just thank my heart and all the parts that are here under all of the, well, let's go up to the thyroid. Let's thank thyroid. Thank you. Thank you. What an important element that is in their body. And all the hormones here that we don't think about at all, but we eventually are going to get to on a Sunday. I am convinced I'm going to get Eleanor there. And let's go down. Let's feel the top of our ribs. Yes. Oh, and our breaths. Yep. For those who still have them. And if you don't, where they were. And I want to feel, I want to move my body and I want to feel my ribs. And like, think of the miracle of the billowing like movement that we have. And then, hey, let's go all the stuff we did with the pancreas. Think about that on our Saturdays. Those parts, those gentle movements, parts in there, and holy mackerel, like all of those incredible many feet of intestines in there, and all of the beings that are in them, all of the bacteria. And thank you, any viruses that we all have them. Just stay quiet. Stay quiet, or not transmute, but just stay quiet. My Epstein-Barr virus seems to be sleeping. Very nice. Let's go down. Oh, to the, feel the whole pelvis, the whole pelvic cradle. That amazing mid part of us. Yeah, I'm putting my hands behind my back and I'm feeling the stability of the, like this container for all of that in the middle of my body. And let's go down to these wonderful hip joints that many of you have new ones there. And let's just talk to them. And those who still have our regular hips that were there, thank you. And down the thighs. Yes. That strength that we've had over all these years. And our amazing knees. And I just give thanks for Jewel and her journey with her knees and my knees and the journey that one knee has taken me on. And if you can bring your foot up to reach, now your ankle's good. And if not, just send your hands, your energy down there from your hands. And wow, move your foot around as though it's in your hand, and just feel that little circle left, circle right, and then this foot. Oh my goodness, all these incredible bones, and I think if I remember 28 bones in the foot, whoa, and move your toes, like kicking the sand, like we did with Eleanor and Ruthie, Alon. Think of kicking the sand. I've been doing that a lot as I'm walking. And as I kick the sand, it just encourages me to lengthen my body. And imagine that. And now, hey, let's together imagine that just we're walking out there with our stick snack, kicking the sand. Yes. And just like feeling sunshine. Perfect amount of sunshine on our bodies. Yes, and imagine all of our kitties are with us and all of our dogs, and many of you have horses that are coming along as we're like walking with our sticks, moving their limbs as we move and exploring and feeling the movement and opening of the jaw. Yeah? As we slide those, wow, move that scapula around. Yes. Now, you all go down the other side. I'm going to try to zip my lips because it's so much fun for me to talk with you. And you just talk to your own bodies and celebrate. And the parts that, not quite so like you'd like them, give them a little support from all, think of all the parts that are working. Mm-hmm. And send that love and appreciation to those parts that need a little support. You can, the ooing and aahing, yeah, that little bit of moaning like Griffin does when he's happy. And remember your breath. That amazing oxygen that we bring in through our nose and out through gentle orca lips. And when you finish, just sit quietly. Close your eyes and just imagine a gratitude, sending like gratitude to these trillions of cells and really give thanks for the connection and communication between all of these cells. And for the vessel that is the container, that's our body, our container for our cells and our souls. Remember this smile and now think, actively think of something for which you are very grateful. Open your eyes. And I'd like you all to unmute yourselves, unless you've got a dog going, you know, barking or something going on. And just let's, with your reaction, go down and raise your hand. And I'd just like one person after another just to say one thing for which they're grateful for what we just did, something that you got out of that experience of talking to your body, honoring your body in this way.
I'm going to say my home, actually.
Louder?
My home. My home.
Oh, your home, yes. Beautiful, Leslie. Thank you.
For the reminder to pay more attention to some of the parts of my body that I haven't been.
True, beautiful. Boy, we do go along unconscious a lot, don't we? We're miracles that it all works. Don't have to do anything about it.
For me, it's just to relax.
Whoops. Louder?
For me, it's just to relax. A lot of stress and tension in my body.
Nice, Sandra. Yes.
Discovery.
Discovery. Yes.
Awareness.
Awareness.
Acknowledgement.
For me,
acknowledgement. Yep. Yes.
For me, it's basic. I'm grateful for my body in general.
Amen.
How it's functioning. Just everything. I'm really grateful for it.
Yes.
Quietude.
Beautiful.
I'm grateful to remember.
Yes, remember. Bring it all back together.
I'm grateful for being able to share these moments together.
It's so profound, isn't it, Angela? This is how I feel. I come together, we open this and we see each other, and it's just like, wow, hi. It's like our big family, our big network. Anna.
I appreciate the gentleness when we really are connecting with ourselves and breathing, that gentleness. Thank you.
So interesting what in a couple of minutes, how we can, like, it's re-entering the vessel as though we're often outside looking, you know, fascinating. Marnie, is that a sewing machine you have in your picture?
And that's a dog jumping.
It looks like the top of a sewing machine. And I thought, no, Marnie is taking up, he's going to make things.
You know, I'm not going to be sewing. You do know.
Well, I was quite interested. It's a dog jumping. Oh, where are my eyes?
You don't usually see pictures like that of dogs jumping. That's a bascule and a half. And, you know, they.
I put you on speaker. I'm seeing the top of the poles and not seeing the dog, and it looked like the top of a really nice, you know, machine. I actually bought one once thinking I would use it. That's a joke. All right. That's a beautiful picture.
Thank you. Fabulous dog.
So I would like to hear from any of you any sharing that you would like to do, and I'll start it off. Oops, I'll start it off by reading something to you. This is sent by one of the guys in our training, Roman. I don't know, Teresa, if you ever met him. He's in the Austrian training, and I'm now doing, I think it's a series of 3 or 4 2-hour evenings with the Austrian group. We have a certification training that goes on, and we have different teachers that come in and work with them in person. And then in between, I do the online stuff until I get there. And I'm going to be there in June, sometime in June this year. And so Roman is a speech therapist working with a hospital. And he was in the class as a refresher last whatever day it was, Friday. And he sent me this mail, which it's just 3 cases that he said were inspired after our class. Just one second here, I will find it. There he is. So. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for the possibility to have this meeting with you on Thursday. I was so happy and glad to see and hear you. And although I'm still tea-touching every day, the quality and the focus of the tea-touches after listening to you and also listening to the stories of the others are growing up enormously. Yesterday, I was touching for 3 times with spending a lot of time with the hands, because we had talked about, you know, the connection in our hands. And how that connects to every part of the body. First was a wonderful lady after cancer in her tongue and with swallowing problems. I was working with her for a long time, and she told me that she feels like out of her body. So 30 minutes of time for the hands. I also loved this work, and then the whole body for 15 minutes. Breathing, her breathing became much better, deeper and longer, and a feeling of gratitude came over her. Because, boy, if you can imagine cancer, he was working with her professionally, not with T-Touch, but because of her speech with the tongue surgery. Second was a lady who'd had a stroke, and for 4 months she was in the locked-in syndrome. I visit, like she couldn't reach out, couldn't speak. I visited her for the first time. She can say yes and no with her head and understands everything. I was touching her hands, always asking for feedback. And she stopped crying and shouting and also talked with her eyes that she loved the tea touches, and there was a big kind of trust between us without spoken words. It was such a deep connection, and it was like I could understand and read what she was thinking. The third person is a man with Parkinson's, and he told me after tea touching the hands that he had a very sparkling and new feeling in the hands, especially in the hand, which is more shaking normally, but the hand didn't shake at all. He became more grounded and in a very good mood. Looking forward to the next session. Wish you and Roland the best for the new living place. It's so good to see you and make happy all the time. So I just thought that that's a lovely way to lead off and sharing. And the sharing, when we hear what others do, it was amazing. In the Austrian class, the evening was done with each person sharing one story of their teacher touch experience just in the last little while. So I would like to invite you to share with you either an experience or a question about tea touch, either way. And hi, Becky. I didn't get to say hi to all of you. Sarah, I see Joy. Hi, Ava, Lorian. Hi. Oh, I did Sandra, I think. Oh, and Victoria. Hi, I didn't say hi. Nancy, it's always I love my Harriet. So, who would like to start off either with an experience or, tea touch experience? And I know sometimes it's hard actually to think, oh, well, who's going to speak first? So I think I will just intuitively ask you. And so you have a choice, either share an experience or just tell me something about tea touch. So I would ask you, Anna. Great. Didn't even have to ask you. You're loud.
I have been so excited. I finally finished Breath by James Nestor.
It's a long book.
Oh, mind-boggling. His experience. And I know that happened to me. That idea of the way our mouth, through many, many generations, our mouths would have been much larger, and now they've gotten so much smaller. And when I think about the dental industry, what they've done with children, not allowing my jaw to even, I was so shut down, as I talked about, I had gotten sexually molested. So my mouth was like, shut down. And when they took out all my wisdom teeth, eventually my tonsils, I realized how this work, obviously with Moshe Feldenkrais, and then with you and Eleanor, how much I've been able to breathe, because I had to go to a naturopath and he had to put up big tubes in my sinuses because I wasn't breathing through my nose. And that is exactly what James Nestor is talking about, how most of us don't even breathe through our sinuses or nose. So the gift that I've gotten with Tellington, T-Touch, Eleanor, you're just talking about all of who we are, has really brought me so much joy to be alive. And I will be eternally grateful to this community for always sharing. And when you share, I get to learn about myself. So again, thank you to everyone for being here.
And if you haven't read the book, I never know if it's Breathe or Breath, by James Nestor, it's an amazing experience of a man who's doing research with this because of his own issues with Stanford, with around the world, and brings in every kind of breathing that's done. And it's an amazing read. And what it did for me, my husband was mouth breathing so much and snoring. And they were talking about putting a CPAC on him. And instead, I went up to Long Struggs and bought a 3-inch, I think it's 3 inches wide tape. You know, for $7, you get this big roll of tape. It's cloth tape. You cut off a piece about 4 inches long, tape it there. And he doesn't mouth breathe anymore. And he doesn't need a CPAC. And we've been doing this now from when I first mentioned the book to you all, I think like over a year ago. Isn't that interesting? Very simple. Anna, thank you.
I can go with an experience, two experiences. It's
Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I'm Sarah. Two different experiences. When I find myself concerned or worried about something, I start to do the mouth detach on myself. Because
beautiful.
I saw that for the horse is so powerful, especially when I do the detach like here in the horse.
Yeah.
And I found myself do that. I said, oh, let's try on me. And it calms the clutter mind, like the chatting mind. It grounds me into my body. And I feel a sense of relaxation in my shoulder because, you know, when you are worried, you do that.
Yeah.
So just like very, like kind of quick touches.
Yeah.
All the upper lip. And the point, and some I don't really like this lip. I like to work on the upper lip better. I don't know why, but it affects more my relaxation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So let's all do that a moment, because the mouth tea touch for horses, dogs, people, and even kitties. Like often, I'll use a wet forget what you call it, little cotton thing on a stick, especially on a kitten. But any kind of work like this, like tea touches, and what I say, any kind, doing 1 1/4 circles, taking the lips between your thumb and forefinger, all of that is incredibly, brings us to a place of presence. And as you said, it stops the chatter, just like the heart hug, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The second experience was thanks to my physiotherapist, physiotherapist, is that correct? And he said that I put a lot of my emotions in my belly. And I am living all through my belly. So I need to give to the belly some rest and attention. And so he said to me how to massage the belly, but then I tried the tea touch. And I found some places with pain, and I was just very gentle with these places, like, okay, thank you, you are telling me something. And now it's time to sleep, everybody. Every part of me now needs to rest. So thank you to tell me that, but now we are going to relax. And I work like in the sense from the right side down, like close to the bone,
yep.
A little bit left. And I start here and I try to show you. So from here, I went up and then I did this. And then I went down and I followed this.
Yeah.
Because it's the right, it's how correct. The belly is working.
Right.
And I fall asleep so well. So thanks to the physiotherapist that remind me that I have the tool. I did the tea touch and then I put some a warm blanket on the belly. It's so, it feels so nice. And I fall asleep.
really nice, isn't it? And that's something we've done many times, actually, is that when you can't sleep, you just start down. I start where you feel you can feel your bone, and then start up and around gently.
Yes.
And it's really incredible for not when you can't sleep at night.
It's very comfortable. It's a kind of it's a self-love act, because mm-hmm. we don't really think about the belly.
Right. So, and many have a tendency to avoid it, right?
Yes, the belly is like, oh, we don't really care about the belly too much. We maybe think about the shoulders, the neck, because we maybe feel more tension, but the belly is so important too.
So Sarah, something I recommend you do is go back and look, because we've done a whole session on that, and it would be really worthwhile for you to go back and just see that. Because and look at the I'll see if I can figure out, maybe some of you remember, it's the session that we did when we did the vagus system, because that whole cradle down there inside the whole pelvic cradle is part of our whole vagus system. And when that's why it's so important, you can do the heart hug, not just on your heart chakra in the center, but on your belly. Mm. And it affects everything, your heart, everything. And so looking at it from that other point of view, let's see if we can't find that particular session that we did with that. Thank you.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Linda.
Who's next?
Kirsten has her hand up.
Kirsten, go girl. And then Angela.
I don't have my hand up.
Angela
has her hand up, but I don't.
Oh, sorry. It's Chris. Oh, Katarina.
Yeah.
Well, Angela has hers up. And so I see Angela. So you go, Angela.
I've been doing a lot of tea touch on my ears, and this week, but a bit of a headache. So I'm working my ears and doing sort of hair circles and slides. And Elton has been having really bad toothache. So, and that's been coming on at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes he wakes me up with it. And I just lean over and I just start working on his mouth and working his ear. And sometimes it's enough to just sort of, you know, dull the pain enough for him to get back to sleep. So it's lovely where, you know, I think when someone is, you can know someone's uncomfortable and they're in pain, and you sort of feel you've got those things you can do to help. So yeah, I was really pleased that I knew a few things that I could try and it helped.
Beautiful. Nice. And I mean, and it's so, this concept that we can gently do our tea touch our ears and think about thumb behind, finger in, and then little circle and a very gentle stretch and just a lightest, slightly upward hold and stretch. It's phenomenal. And if any of you can think, Martin, I don't know who here, maybe Teresa, if any of you have an experience where that ear tea touch has brought a person out of who's unconscious or kept them out of shock. Actually, maybe when we finish, I'll tell you a story of that, because it's really valuable to keep reminding you how if the heart stops, you can start it safely with the ear tea touch. If a person is in shock, or had a really terrible, horrendous situation or accident, or even seen one, they can be in shock and go into shock for ages, like, you know, days. And you can bring them out of shock, or they can bring themselves out of shock with this gentle ear tea touch. We have a lot of cases of that. So, let's hear some more. just some way you've been using T-Touch or have.
I can go.
Who is
Katerina.
It? Katerina. Katerina, hi.
hi. So I am. I too have been doing ear touches every day, but I can't stop working on my fingers with the band that we had, and I have to say, I couldn't wait that night, and I did it on my toes, and it was yummy, so wonderful, I've been doing it every day for both.
That's incredible. I never thought about the toes. Of course it would work.
Well, they were just yelling at me saying, it's our turn, and so I listened to them.
How was that? And what did you use? Did you use an ace or elastic? What did you use to do it? Just describe it.
An ace bandage that I used. But today I've used it so much I can't find it. And I have a little scarf that I'm using. It's not exactly the same, but it's a small one, and I'm getting enough out of it. And it's just, it gives my shins, they feel relaxed. It just is, and I didn't even realize that they felt tight, but it's just this relaxation. And it too, remember we were having the yawning fest, so it made me yawn and I just fall asleep easier.
Beautiful. And for those of you who weren't here, what we did, and I'm not at home, I'm in a but Airbnb in Hilo. So I forgot to bring my little elastic because I would say, let's get ours out and do it. But we could anyway, because it would be so nice. Should we just stop a moment? Can you, like, you have a scarf or something? And it would be interesting to, if we could do it on our toes. Although, is it too cold where you are and you can't take your shoes off? Raise your hand if you think we could get something to do it. Just a few minutes. I've got a scarf. Let's just get something. And if you've got your aces close, that would be good. I'm going to try this. Katerina, this is a great idea on the toes.
And it makes sense with a 3-inch to fold it in half, doesn't it, Katerina?
Yes.
I'll see if I can use a scarf to do it.
And talk about, Katerina, when you're doing it, are you hanging it and you're sitting? Are you with your foot on the floor? How are you doing it?
Well, I've been doing it so many different ways. The first time I did it, I was actually sitting in bed and I was just gently tugging on them. And my toes, just the release that was like the first time I felt the release all the front of my leg. But most of the time it's when I'm sitting.
Well, and it's interesting what I'm doing right now. I'm just in the sitting. I hooked it around my big toe with my foot on the ground, and I did one lift and my body straightened up. My back just straightened up. I couldn't stop it. And now my shoulders want to go back. Really interesting. Katerina, good job.
I'll thank my toes again and again for their request.
Now, what's interesting, oh my God, my back has been so tight from this bed. And I found I could relieve it by working on my whole belly. Oh, that was such a relief. But now, as I'm doing this, that tightness in my back is going. Ah. And I can feel it around my eyes, and my jaw. Can anyone else, just as you unmute yourselves if you like, and then as you feel a place, just share it. My eyes are wanting to blink. Oh. Whoa. This is really interesting. And the fact that I can rest my hands on my, you know, on my thighs as I'm lifting this, I don't have to, I have no effort with my arms like I do with lifting my fingers. I'm going to see if I can get it between around another toe. And it doesn't take much. It's just the tiniest, tiniest little lift. If you're where it's cold and you don't want to take your socks off, I think we could do this right under the foot. I'm going to do that in a moment. This is too intriguing to stop right now.
Actually, that's what I'm doing because I can't take off the socks. Right. It helps also.
And there's just the slightest movement of my hand now that it's necessary, of my fingers, I mean, not even my hand. Whoa. Oh, I can feel that releasing my lower belly.
Try it underneath your heel. That is a really unusual sensation.
It makes me smile under my heel. Oh, I can feel direct stuff going on in my back that's been so yelling from this bed. Angela, where are all are you feeling that?
In my back.
Yep.
Bottom of my back.
And it just started affecting my neck.
Yeah, I've straightened up my neck. Yeah. It's a different feeling when you've got a sock on as well. I've got one foot with the sock on and one off. And again, that gives a different experience.
Wow, and it's really interesting under the ball of my foot. Oh, I can lift one side and turn my foot a little. And then, oh. Just experiment in different directions. Marnie, you speak. You have.
I don't know if you want to hear all about this, but. But what you're doing with the moving is, you know, Robin is rolling the wraps when she does a little bit, when she does the fingers, and this is amazing on the toes. And I can't quite explain it, how she does it. She just takes one end and the other and just kind of goes around and up and down, and it's extraordinary. And so adding that to the fingers, but because I was having walking problems, and, you know, leg problems and balance problems, my toes had bailed out of working. And so somewhere along the way, my PT people that you get, you know, right away, they don't really know anything about toes, apparently, because nobody got it. I finally figured it out. So I started doing the Feldenkrais stuff on my toes, you know, the circles and stuff that we used to do on the hands. I thought, well, I need to do something. And it was amazing. And then, and so I do that regularly, and it's changed everything in balance because my toes engage now, which you cannot have balance and good walking without your toes, but we don't know that. And then the lifts with the wraps, and then the rolling, it's just amazing. And I've been doing it on the feet. Becky and I've been talking about it too, because, well, I think Angela, were you not on when we were doing it? Not on the feet. I don't think Robin has done it on the feet, but the feet we do, because I'm really into toes because I need all the balance and help I can get. And it just, it's extraordinary. But is anybody on there that knows what Rob can explain what Robin's doing with the wraps, with the roll, that has seen it in some of the others? She goes up and down a little bit, but she also kind of does a bit of a circular thing with her hands. I don't know.
Yeah, just roll your hand a little bit and it changes.
Yeah. Well, I just changing it, just kind of come down with one with a circle and up the other, right. Just very gently. Nothing. It's amazing because it very gently moves things that don't get moved by themselves. And by the way, if you wear toe socks, you know, the ones that have all the toes, that really right. helps your toes come to the party and get to work and have more awareness. And in the winter, you can do lifts with the wraps because you've got them separated. So don't have to take your socks off.
That's a good point. Yeah, it just takes the gentlest movements and rotation of your hand and your foot and the rolling in different places. Ah, it's really making a difference in my back. So nice to have something like this that we can do for ourselves in the reaching the feet in an easy way, isn't it? Katerina, brilliant.
Could someone put their camera down so I could see if I'm doing it right? Because I missed it last week.
We didn't do it on the feet.
Oh.
No, we just did it now, thanks to Katerina. So what I'm doing, I'm just see if I can, I don't know if I can get far. So I just have this, my scarf.
And okay.
I can't get it there in sight there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just have, and I have
and then my on hand, the floor, yeah. Okay.
And I put on the floor and I just have my hands like.
Yeah.
Can you see where my hands are?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I can do a circle. Uh-huh. I can do all kinds of movements. And just that little rolling very gently. And okay. Both lifting the foot off and rolling it. But now I put it down on the floor. Ah. And leave it on the floor. And as I do that, my back just straightened up and just lifting one side and the other and rolling a little between the two hands and okay. moving it like a half an inch up my foot. I started, as somebody suggests, which I love it. I guess, I think Angela did under the heel. And then I went to the ball of the foot and you can just move it half an inch at a time. Woo, I can feel it a different place in my back when I go farther and take all my toes on the floor. That's really, it's a very differentiated feeling in my back, right? Lower back right now. And now in my shoulders.
Mm. Wonderful, thanks.
Yeah. It's a really nice way of being able to reach parts, isn't it?
Mm.
Actually, my left foot is saying, what? Do something. I'm going to, let's do both feet. It feels like my right foot feels like very like mobile and differentiated. and my left foot feels like a clump, a lump.
Linda, I loved your use of the word differentiated. That's a great descriptor. I noticed especially my last three toes were like, oh, finally, I get some personalized attention. You know, I think we tend to think about that big toe and the first toe, but for them to get their own little moment, my last three toes were very happy about that.
Great feedback. And the thing is that I'm going, oh no, I was going to do it between my toes and my foot says, no, keep doing this. What I'm doing is gently lifting, using the leverage of my wrist. So I don't have to lift my arm. I'm just rolling with the movement of the wrist. And I'm, oh gosh.
Linda, show us. Can you tilt that camera just a tiny bit more so we can see your hands and wrists? Perfect.
Can you see it now?
Yes, yes.
And I'm rocking my foot. I have my foot right now off the floor and I'm just, I cannot prevent my body from straightening up when I do this, my back. Just wants to go straight. Oh, now I'm coming a little farther back on the heel and really gently moving left to right. It's so interesting, the challenge to do it, you know, to be patient and really go slowly with it. And just do a little, fascinating. Oh. And the farther back on the heel I go, oh, Angela, that is really interesting. The farther back on the heel, whoa, the more direct it is in my lower back. Manam. Interesting. And now I'm picking my foot off the floor with the scarf, and it's as though my back is being worked on directly. Wow. Hey, Katerina, incredible. Who else has managed to get it between their toes? I'm going to try this. I have quite a big scarf. So I'm leaving my foot on the floor and this is the tiniest movement. I have it around my little toe. And that is really releasing tension in my lower belly and my neck and my arms. Is anyone else discovering? Talk about what you're feeling. It's really helpful to share.
I'm having a lot of fun between all the toes. It's so interesting. I feel like all the differentiation between every toe up to the knee, to the knee. It's like every single toe goes up to the knee. Huh.
Fascinating. I'm gonna try to get it.
I love it. It's super relaxing. I'm falling asleep.
Well, this is going to be interesting because I have the toe I'm trying to get, my second toe now, that sometimes goes into a little spasm and I have to straighten it out manually. See what it has to say. Interesting, it's kind of like a dead zone. We need some specialized, I do, equipment. I need a small piece of elastic. It's too much between my toes. Doesn't work. Go to the middle. It's interesting. My foot is happier because it's just too much between the other toes, except the big toe. My body is so happy at this gentle roll in all directions with it under the scarf under my foot and moving it around. Oh, that's interesting. So what I did was take my left foot to the side and behind me. And that's really interesting. Sandra, what are you experiencing?
Well, I don't have a scarf. It took me all this time to get my Aria boots off my feet. My feet have been swelling, so it just took me all this time to get them off. And I just used my hands, sort of, because I don't have a scarf handy.
Oh, you have a scarf.
My toes are they don't have much mobility in them. So I can move them a little bit, but I have to use my hands to move them because they just don't have, never had that kind of mobility in my toes.
Right. Let's everybody to next Tuesday bring
a scarf
or an ace wrap.
Yeah, I won't be able to because I took the day off today because things are happening at work that are not good for me. So I'm playing rookie for 3 days. They won't let Kim come and help me anymore. They've banned him from the campus. So.
Sandra, prayers, you have our prayers.
So I won't be able to do this in my office, but I'm going to try to find a way to do something. If they, because later, but I'm wiggling my toes and I'm using my hand.
Good. Rasia, how about you? What are you able to do there?
Well, I have a plastic band that I was buying at the sports shop once. It was recommended to me for the hallux.
Right.
To correct. And I was using this, but I have the problem at the moment that I have such a back pain from the work I do. And sometimes I can hardly move. And I've been doing a lot of tea touch on the back. It's very strange. Sometimes it's completely gone, but not when I do it, but like the next day. But it comes back So I was wondering whether this would. It was a very nice feeling to have the elastic band
nice.
Underneath the feet. Feet, but it didn't. Take away the pain right now.
And so let's just, while you all are doing something, let me ask you, are you able to do this? Can you see my hand?
Yes.
Are you able to put that flat part?
Yes.
On your back and with the other hand, move 1 1/4 circles and lift, but do it in standing because in sitting, if you have to be standing to do this, to get the whole body. How does that feel when you do that?
Feels very, very good.
There's just there's something I can do it in sitting also as long as I rock, you know, as I go forward. I'll show mm-hmm. you. But I'm not sitting in the chair, I'm sitting on it. Can you see?
Yes.
Now, it's not the same as standing, but it certainly helps.
But yeah, you also said wants to go back to do 1 1/4 circle and then 1/4 back.
1 1/4 and now lift.
And lift.
And hold and gently go forward and then go back. And then 1 1/4 and lift. And when I was in bed this morning, when it was so painful, I was so stiff just lying in bed, I was able to help to relieve my back by just doing these circles and lifts. Actually, I was doing it right in the middle. I wasn't doing it the way we classically go. I was just doing. And what I'm doing is holding this flat part now, instead of making a platform like that, I'm putting the thumb alongside it and lifting, doing yeah. a little lift.
It's like a total blockage sometimes in the muscle, I have a feeling, or in the...
What are you doing? That is creating, what are you doing that's with your work that's causing the back pain?
It's the cleaning. I have jobs to take care of people, which is actually what I really am good at. But right now I get all these cleaning jobs and that's simply too hard on my body. Yeah.
Do any of you have any experience? I see, I have to ask my neighbor across the street. She has had a back issue and she wears a support. It's some kind of a support for her back that's like quite wide. It's about
like a belt.
Yeah, but maybe yeah. six. Does anybody, I've never had any experience with that at all. Has anyone else had experience? Has it been helpful? Have you thought of that?
I have a sort of a belt to sustain the lower back, but it shouldn't be wear for too long time in order to not to weaken the muscles.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
This mm-hmm. is probably what is important and what could be helpful is what we have, Raisa, you know, the ThermaCare. It's like a belt, and it is only heating. It's a natural heating for 8 hours, And so your muscles will be relaxed. And
yeah.
When you do something strong in front, you have to put your belly strong so it relaxes your back.
Yeah.
Some exercises which are very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tighten your, when you do something, tighten your abdominal muscles first.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I started to do exercises in the morning and dancing. I had a great dancing meditation this morning.
Beautiful.
It was fantastic and I didn't feel anything. But when I went to work, I also have some issues because my son moved out. And he fell in love and had a heartbreak. So this is also very affecting, has been affecting me. He was crying and he's coming through it, I think, but it was very painful to see that young man and maybe the first time in love and been having such pain. And
how old is he?
24.
First time in love. Wow. Interesting.
I think it is maybe not the first time, but I think he's very slow or behind his age emotionally. Very high intelligence. Since he was a small boy, he was very, very intelligent. He's super intelligent and has best grades. He's the best in his class and everything. But I think emotionally, he's far far younger.
And he's staying with you. He's staying with you now.
He came home because he was feeling so bad. And because he got this rejection by WhatsApp, and that was a big shock for him. I mean, they were together, and and he came back and cried, and I convinced him to come to my sister at Christmas, and now he comes back sometimes, and he kept going, and today he had exams and he's doing really great at school, so that's giving him some stability.
Beautiful. Thank you. So I see your hands. I'm going to take our 10-minute break because it's a little after. Yeah. So at 20 after, we will take a little break and then come back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.